The FBI says an Anchorage man opened fire at the Fort Lauderdale, Florida airport this morning. The Broward County Sheriff's Office says 26-year-old Esteban Santiago killed five people and wounded eight others. Santiago was taken into custody at the airport, allegedly after he ran out of ammunition. Santiago served in the Alaska Army National Guard until August of 2016. Spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Candace Olmsted says he received a general discharge from the Alaska Army National Guard last year for unsatisfactory performance. The Associated Press reports that Santiago's brother, Brian, says Esteban received psychological treatment while in Anchorage. Brian Santiago also says that his brother had served in Iraq in 2010. The AP is also reporting that in November, Santiago told the Anchorage FBI office the government was controlling his mind and forcing him to watch videos from ISIS. Local FBI spokesperson Stacey Fager-Pellessier did not answer questions about that particular report. Jesse Davis is a chief of police at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. He says Santiago flew from Anchorage to Minneapolis-St. Paul and then on to Fort Lauderdale, and that a firearm was his only piece of checked luggage. Davis says Santiago didn't call attention to himself and that, as far as they can tell, traveled alone. But he says the investigation is ongoing. Authorities are trying to track Santiago's movements through Anchorage, through Alaska's largest commercial airport, using video footage. Davis noted that it's not unusual for travelers at Alaska's airport to check firearms because many people hunt. According to the Broward County officials, once Santiago claimed his bag, he went on to a restroom to load the gun and then fired on people at the airport. Mark Lea, a passenger who was inside the baggage terminal, told the Associated Press that the shooter went through about three magazines before throwing the gun onto the floor and laying spread eagle until officers arrested him.